100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast, One A Day Until the Day I Die.com. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. And we got some stories in this week on the topic of superhero. By the way, if it's taking you a little longer to get something in, like, I didn't see one from Normal Joe this week, or maybe I did and Gmail ate it, I don't know. Send it in and I'll put it up on the feed in a separate post, okay? And if anyone else out there has one, or just one to throw on there, let me know. I'll try to get it up there on a timely basis. Sometimes I get a little, you know, here's hoping. Here's hoping. Anyway, enough about that. Let's go ahead and listen to the weekly challenge.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and here's my 100 word story this week called Death of a Superhero. It was a Friday, so we'd had fish for lunch, followed by double maths. We were full of numbers and fish as the school doors slammed behind us. Up the road, at the petrol station, a beige Ford Escort had filled up ready for a trip to the coast. But we didn't know that then. Dad read it out to Mum from the paper the next day. Gary had put his Parker hood on his head, held the arms up to the sides like wings, and we'd sung the Batman theme as he ran out of the gates, straight into the car. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Two Rubbers I Know here with a story on the word superhero. Superhero Sidekick Examination, written part. Question 1. How can you riddle the Riddler? Question 2. Holy priceless collection of Etruscan snoods. Improvise 3 expressions of histrionic astonishment. Question 3. Your superhero is attempting to disarm the supervillain's superweapon when he exclaims, "Not only cunning, but fiendish. The entire assembly is behind a hypersensitive joggle trap. If only I had a 1N914 diode to redirect the electron field." How do you respond to this emergency in a way that demonstrates resourcefulness, creativity, elan, finesse, sprezzatura, and fourth wall knowingness? The answer, "I've not got one on me," will get 0 points.
Good morning, Richard here. And it's February already. How did that happen? Anyway, here's my story. It's called Not So Super. What's so special about superheroes? Think about it. Every superhero has a nemesis, a force for evil they barely manage to keep in check. There's always touch and go whether good will win the day. And let's not forget that every superhero also has a paralyzing weakness. Superman has kryptonite, Green Lantern can't cope with the colour yellow, and Aquaman loses his power away from the sea. As for Batman, just mention his dead parents. So it seems that superheroes aren't so super after all. As for supervillains, though, that's a whole different story. I'd be one. Any day. That's it. All done. See you next time.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called Superhero. Lenny desperately wanted to be a superhero. His first foray into Super League status was days spent in the gym to build muscle mass. didn't work out well with that one. After getting out of the hospital, he set his sights on a chemical superpower. The second stay in the hospital was a bit longer. Some say Third is charmed, and it proved so for Lenny. Mind control was his ticket to the big league. Only problem is, it just worked on sheep. What he could get 1,000 sheep to do staggered the mine and the cost of cleanup. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
After I count down 3 rounds, in hell I'll be in good company.
Hello, everyone. Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Ding, ding, ding. No one's home, not even the one you're looking for. And who am I looking for, he thought. He didn't know. Ding, ding, ding. Why isn't anyone here? He didn't know. And he thought he was special. Ding, ding, ding. The harder he hit that bell, the angrier he got. He was the one. He was the one. Ding, ding. Anyone? Someone? When they finally caught up with him, he was at the counter, hitting that bell with hatred in his eyes. Back home with you, mister. Ding. Home? Superman never dresses in white. He hated home. And this was my story for this week, taught by my blog at lizziekutkoff.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. If I was a superhero, I wouldn't work for the public good. And I'm betting you wouldn't either. If you had laser eyes, super strength, or the ability to fly, become invisible, or move at lightning speed, I'm sure as hell your first thoughts wouldn't be how to use your powers to help those in distress. Instead, you'd be figuring out schemes to rob banks, sneak unseen into people's bedrooms, and laser the shrubs in your annoying neighbor's garden. Just as well, I'm an everyday person. But all it takes is a radioactive insect bite. And then, you're in trouble.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
Truth, justice, the American way. Lex Luthor bought the copyright on the phrase. Doesn't Superman own that? Said his attorney. Actually, the narrator of the newsreels he's in says that, says Luthor. The ones we just bought. When someone said the phrase or printed it on a shirt, Luther demanded royalties. Luther tried to trademark the symbol on Superman's chest, but that was covered by Kryptonian law, the court said. Didn't stop him from hiring Fourth World sweatshops to produce shirts for the fans of his nemesis. It didn't make a lot of money, but it was the principle that mattered.
And And there you have it, all the 100-word stories we got in this week on the topic of superhero. Am I reading this too fast? I should relax a bit. Where's the... Ooh, pills. Anyway, thank you all for being a part of the weekly challenge this week. I really appreciate it. And the next topic will be hero, not hero, we already did superhero, host. So, as your host, Lawrence Simon, write a story about host. Take your time and let me know. Anyway, the instructions are in the on the website at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Thank you for being a part of this and your patience. Sometimes it takes me a little while to get things moving. And as always, keep it brief.